Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All right, man, let's bring in our coach, Brendan Marion, Sac State head coach, who got his first win this past season.
Yes, sir.
As a Sac State head coach. Now, coach, I don't want to upset you. I saw the post game. I know you a winner. I know you win football games. But a lot of us are really happy that you're here. You had a couple of heartbreakers in the weeks leading into that one. And I want to make sure we celebrate that first victory as a Sac State head coach, because you deserve it.
No doubt. I appreciate you. I was proud of our guys. I was, you know, the president, athletic director, the school, the administrators, the players, the fans, the environment that we had out there on Saturday was crazy. I'm excited to continue that. You know, this week should be another big atmosphere for our fans and the community. I'm excited for, you know, 9-1-6 day.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was hyped to see the stadium walk. I'm not sure they've ever done that here. I'm not sure, but you guys did it the way it was supposed to be done. But the stadium walk was dope, man. Everybody was looking, coach was looking clean, the players was looking clean. So if that's one thing that if you're going to the game, maybe get there a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the tailgate's going crazy right now.
Yep.
But get there and see the stadium walk, man. It's a pretty cool feature that they've added. They had the flyover at the game. Mm-hmm. That was dope, too. I'm like, all right, I see them.
Yeah, the atmosphere was crazy. It felt just like, you know, big time college football. It was amazing. It was a great atmosphere. Like you said, the Hornets walk was off the chain. The band was fresh. I mean, the cheerleaders out there. It was a great deal for our team.
Coach, it was clear from your post game comments that game didn't go exactly the way that you wanted to, though I believe that it ended the way that you wanted to. What was this week like, or what has this week been like for you and your guys as you prepare for Saturday?
Like the military. I mean, like hard on the guys, demanding the expectation of not letting anything slide, discipline on everything, letting some guys redshirt, letting some guys go. I mean, we've got to get it into a place where the only thing that we accept here is discipline, accountability, and winning. And, you know, until that is just the norm and the standard, you know, we have to continue to keep, you know, I told the guys this week, you can win by addition, you can win by subtraction, you can win by multiplication, but you can't win by division. So we'll do everything possible to make sure that we don't let anybody divide our team. And sometimes that's letting people go and helping them, you know, move forward somewhere else. But we've got to do a really good job as coaches of being very demanding on our players. You know, the best players to ever play the game, they wanted a demanding coach. They wanted to be coached hard. And so our players here are going to get coached hard. and they're going to be demanded to be excellent. And we're not going to let them settle for anything less than that.
And the thing about that, Coach, is that has to happen like now, like you're doing it. Like it has to happen now. It can't be something that you let slide, or, you know, we get into week 7, 8 and you're like, well, why are you getting mad at it now? I've been doing this since week 1. Is that's the way you're looking at it, right? Like, we're going to take care of this right now. And if it's a talented player or something that we lose right now, we're setting the tone for how the culture of this program is going to be early on.
Yeah, every minute that we have the players underneath our leadership and mentorship and coaching, we're going to make sure we address everything. If it's not up to the standard, it's going to be addressed. From this week, we had nobody late for breakfast or hydration test or everything that we make them be accountable for, the weight room, practice, every single thing. I'm holding the coaches accountable to that, you know, and I told these coaches, like, you can't let players dictate how the program goes. You dictate as the coach how the program goes. That's how I've coached, and that's how I've gotten here to the, you know, I didn't worry about how people viewed me politically or, you know, what way it was perceived. I just made sure that the people that I was responsible for played at a high level and they had great grades and they graduated and they were good people and they did everything that they were supposed to do. And, you know, sometimes talent or, you know, worried about if a player will leave or go or do whatever he's going to do. I told our coaches they can't be worried about that because I'm not. You know, you can win with less talented players that do everything that they're asked to do. So we just have to do a really good job. Luckily, we're blessed with a lot of talented players where if we lose one, we'll be okay with the next one up.
These sound like characteristics of men. Are these things that you search for, like when you're recruiting? Like, are you looking for those guys? Because not everybody can play for a coach that is like demanding the way that you are. Like, is that something you can spot when you're recruiting players? Is that something you look for when you're recruiting players, the type of coaches they have now, the type of coaching that they respond to?
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of coaches like that left out there, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of coaches just want to create the LeBron James team, the super team. And, you know, not have to coach the guys. They just want to have a talented team and not have to really worry about pushing the guys because, you know, they just have so many guys that hopefully that the super team can bail them out. I say that's not, you know, hope is not a strategy for me. Hope is important. It wakes you up every day, but it's not a strategy to win consistently. And, you know, motivational speeches and all that stuff don't really get it done. It's the discipline to want to accomplish your dreams more than you want to focus on stuff that's not important. And, you know, a lot of coaches, unfortunately, you know, with players so quick to transfer, so quick to move on from their programs, that they don't really nurture the players the same way and discipline the players the same way. But I always say, if you just treat the players like you treat your own kids, you know, like my daughter is scared to death to get anything less than a B. She knows it's going to be a problem. She comes in home with anything less than, like, there ain't no B's. Like, she got one B last year. In her 2 years of high school, she's got one B. So, you know, like, she knows, like, we're not playing that. Like, that's not the standard of how we're going to operate, you know. And if you get straight A's and do everything you're supposed to do, then you'll get your brand new car. You'll get the stuff that you want to get, and we'll get what you need. But our players, I think they want that. They seek that coaching. There's a few guys that, you know, they wanted that. And they sought that. And then, you know, a game doesn't go the way that they wanted to, or they didn't get as many reps as they thought they would get, or, you know, a little adversity happens and they crumble. And I tell people all the time, if you can be a man who doesn't curl up in a ball when times get hard, you'll be pretty successful. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure these guys are good husbands, they're good dads, they're able to provide for their family. Not only if we worry about those things and make sure they're disciplined, the football will take care of itself. They'll be good on the field as well.
Agreed. Coach, you talk about adversity, and I don't know. I feel like you guys have had to battle adversity a few different times throughout the season. The good thing is I think you guys have answered it better than maybe people give you credit for. Like, the way you guys competed in that South Dakota game, even though the score wasn't what you wanted, you guys had an opportunity to win late in that game. There was a level of adversity you had to overcome there. Obviously, losing that game and then being ready to play Nevada the way you were, there was a level of adversity you had to get over there. Even in the first half last week, it wasn't up to your guys' standard or what you wanted, but you were able to buckle down and do what you needed to do in that second half. Have you been proud of how the team has handled these adverse situations so early in the season?
Yeah, anytime you create a big, you know, tidal wave of momentum at a place, you know, people kind of forget what happened in the process of what the journey is, right? So obviously come in to a program that won 3 games the year prior, we bring in 70 players and everybody just has this expectation like we should just go undefeated and, you know, win the Super Bowl or championship in one game. And you don't do that, then you have all the people who were, you know, just jumped on the wave of momentum and they're like, they're terrible, they suck, they're the worst. And I'm like, you know, that's part of the process of going through it. And our players, they've done a really good job of blocking out that noise and developing each and every week and being better. You know, we've gotten better every week. And I think having that adversity earlier in the year, you have to learn how to win. You know, you more games are lost than they're won. You know, I say in game one, we had chances to win the game in the fourth quarter, and we did not. Like, we missed those opportunities. We didn't make the play. It wasn't that the other team stopped us, is we stopped ourselves. We did not make the plays. Like, we dropped the ball. We, you know, we clearly missed the play, right? And the second game, I thought we responded to adversity and won the game, but, you know, coaches coach, players play, and refs ref, right? We couldn't, you know, unfortunate set of circumstances where you get, you know, the calls that you get. And but our players, you know, when they got a, when it got called back, they scored again. When it got called back, they scored again. When they then they put us in a position to go kick the field goal, like, the players responded to adversity really, really well in the second game. So that really lets you know, like, okay, this team might be right, because the first game we didn't perform. The second game we performed in adverse situations. We still performed. Mm-hmm. And then this last game, when a player got challenged or a player got, you know, a coach got challenged, they made sure their player, you know, really pushed it to the limit. And you saw what we could do in a second half when we buckled down and it was like, okay, boom, let's roll. Yeah. And we really rolled. Like, that team, you know, we played Mercyhurst, they played Youngstown State, and they only gave up 24 points to Youngstown State, which is a quality FCS program. We buckled down in the second half and we put 49 on the board and won the game, a really clean game in the second half. And so I've been proud of our guys all year from, you know, being challenged, being criticized, and responding, you know, and that's how they're trained in the offseason. That's how they're trained to be. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for this team as far as what we can do moving forward if we continue to, you know, I just say the biggest thing I say for these guys is just we got to stop with the motivational speeches and it's got to just be who we are. That's just got to be our mentality as soon as we walk out of the locker room.
Coach, can we you may have talked about this with Kenny last night, but you brought up the Nevada game. And I think a lot of people in moments like that, I think it's true for media, I think it's true for fans, it might even be true for the people involved. A lot of people will be quick to judge the outcome more so than the decision. And you made a decision to try to win the football game, and it didn't go your way. It just went the opposite way, and you were critical of yourself in the post-game press conference. But Kenny and I, not even reflective on Monday morning, like, we were on TV Sunday night. You're like, nah, I actually kind of understand what Coach was thinking. Like, you have made it clear to us since the moment you took over this program, since the moment you appeared on the show, you're out there to win football games. And we saw that as a chance for you to put the game away and end any question about it. And, like, again, it's judging the decision and not the outcome. I think I can speak for both of us. We had no problem with it. Like, we saw exactly what you were trying to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to think about it. I've been in a lot of football games. I've been in football since I was 5, right? And the goal is to decisively win the game, not, you know, be in a panic at the end and sweating, trying to figure it out. So my mindset going back to that situation was offense, okay, let's get an explosive play here. And because they still had a 2-minute timeout warning, right? People don't know in college football now, it's like the NFL, you have the 2-minute timeout warning. So they would have had a timeout, right? Say on the first run there, we got 1 yard, right? So if we had another 1-yard run, they could add a 2-minute timeout. We would have had to punt the ball, they would have a short field to play because we were backed up when we had the ball. And we'd be sweating, hoping our defense could stop them. And I've never lived like that as a coach, right? I've never, you know, I got to the position I'm in and rose in coaching because of my aggressiveness, because of my willingness to go win the game and play that type of football. And that brand of football is what, you know, the reason why the University of Georgia has won national championships, because they go for it on fourth down more than any other team in the country, right? It's the reason why guys have had success for years and years and years is because they're not scared in moments like that. They say, all right, I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to go for it. And so that's what we tried to do. It didn't work out for us in that situation. We didn't execute. It really was nothing that the defense did. Our quarterback got hit because we had a protection breakdown. He gets hit weird. The ball comes out funny. They make a big play. And like we said, our kids went down there and scored twice after that. You know, we drove down the field, right, scored. Then we got that play called back. We scored on the very next play, got that one called back, right? And then we still had a chance to kick the field goal to take it into overtime, and we missed the field goal at the same spot that we hit the field goal at earlier in the game, at the same left hash, 25-yard, with same exact field goal that Grant made earlier in the game. And, you know, that's just the game. And, you know, we sit here a week later, you know, we fast forward a week later and we get issued an apology from the commissioner and the officials for the calls or whatever. And it is what it is, you know, like I can put my head on the pillow at night knowing that we made the right decision. And we're always going to put our, I tell our kids, you can guarantee for my entire life that I've been in football, in the fourth quarter, we're going to have an opportunity to win the game. I'm going to make sure as a coach, if I got to stay up till 2 a.m, 3 a.m, not go home, I'm going to make sure you guys have a chance to win every single game. And our kids, you know, will have a chance to win every single game while I coach this football team here.
You talk about that Nevada game, and we talk about the two holding calls at the end of the game. You ain't got to say nothing, coach. I ain't trying to get you in trouble. But I'm talking to Damian now. I don't know what happened at the end of the half of that game. When the guy cut the ball and went to zeros for like 3 seconds, they put another second back on the clock, and they were able to kick a field goal at the end of the half. I'm sitting there like, what are they looking at? Like I said, coach, you ain't got
to
say nothing.
You ain't talking to you, coach.
Yeah, we ain't got to say
Well, I always tell the players, I mean, you can't leave it into the official's hands. Don't leave your, you know, I mean, stuff like that. At the end of the day, if we execute and make more plays, we're not even in those situations. We were up 10-0. We got to make more plays and make it not a close game. Yeah. Unfortunately, where we're at, you know, when your go-go this and shining, you know, you gotta win decisively. So that's what we'll do moving forward.
Well, let's do that against Central Arkansas this week. Is the run at Sac State, man. These home games continue, man. Good luck this weekend, Coach. We'll be tapping in. We'll be tuning in. We'll be outside for this one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Appreciate y'all.
Fingers up, baby.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. It's our man, Coach Brendan Marion, right there. Sac State head football coach. Sac State will take on Central Arkansas.
The Bears.
Coming up this Saturday, 6 p.m. Of course, you can hear that game here on ESPN 1320.
Hey, he says it's going to be 9-1-6 day, weekend, game. It's going to be a celebration on Saturday. And DDG will be performing after the game.
I saw some of the videos that hit social from the first home game last week, too.
Man, did you see the – they have one video with the black sororities and fraternities. And somebody's like, hey, when did Sac State get like this? They was strolling. It's like that out there.
Yeah, there were a lot of videos there I was surprised to see. I was like, hey, coach said he was going to do it. He did it. shout out, coach. Just – bringing everybody together.
Everybody there.
Everybody together. But they have a stretch of 3 straight home games. Of course, this is the second one against Central Arkansas. And then the 3-game homestand, I guess, if you call it that, will wrap up next weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.